Market Watch is proudly brought to you by Top Sport, home of the Top Sport betting multi. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
Let's go to Saturday night. This will be a grudge match. This will be interesting. Desi up against the Seagulls. So the Titans and the Seagulls. This one up there at Cbus Super Stadium. So what might be key is, before I go either way, is who's leading the team out for the Titans. Jaden Campbell won't be in the team. Philip Sammy is back. AJ Brimson, I love him in the halves. So he's alongside Kieran Foran. Dave Fifita named in the starts. I will wait and see what Coach Hasler does with him. And for the Seagulls, we've got Matt Lodge back, Ruben Garrick, Nathan Brown back, Jason Sabi's back for the first game since round one over there in Las Vegas. But no Tofofoa Sipley. He just can't take a trick. He needs footy, that guy. And when he does play consistent footy, he's very good. Ben Trbojevic out with a hamstring injury as well. The battle of the Titans and the Seagulls. Tristan, first of all, before you tell us the market, any scoops about who's leading out the Titans team?
Yeah, unfortunately, the girls have been they've been given a few weeks in the sin bin after I think Charlotte needs to trial before she's allowed back out there on the pitch. And then Robin, obviously, her record's been disrupted. So she's a bit like Tim Zoo. She's got to go back through qualifiers a little bit. So we'll see if she gets a run with the Tweed Seagulls. So I'll keep everyone posted there. But the big concern is that actually Robin's got a big Irish dancing fesh on Saturday. So she's doubtful to even arrive at the game. She's trying to reorganise and put herself into a position to be able to leave early, but I'm not sure how successful she'll be. So we'll see how that one goes. That'll be a late move in the betting either way. But the Titans are $3.20. Manly's $1.35 and 8.5 is the line. So it opened 9.5 into 8.5, then a bit of money for Manly at that minus. 47.5 the total points. To me, that's the biggest number of the weekend. And if the Titans can defend like they did last week, and I think it's been fair to say they probably haven't scored as many points as they would have liked, it does seem a very, very big number in that case. So, yes, I'm quietly confident about the Titans. I think if they can defend like they did last week, I think AJ showed a lot in the in the halves last weekend. Obviously, the Jaden Campbell out is going to be a big loss because I thought they worked very, very well together. But showed a little bit of something, and hopefully at home, a bit of a rivalry game. Hopefully they can get the job done.
Jimmy, I believe they've cast a new trophy for this game.
Oh, yes.
The Litigation Cup.
Oh, nice, nice. So the Seagulls are currently having it, and you're suggesting the Titans might have it in years to come.
Yeah, I think there's special envelopes in there for whoever wins it. Right. It's either up or down. Listen, the Eagles on the road is the worry for me. I mean, yes, on paper they do look clearly the winner, but I just worry about coming off two very big lifts when, you know, they got the Panthers at home on that memorable day for DCE. Then they go over to New Zealand, now onto another leg away. Just thought the line was too big. And, you know, is Brown definitely back? Is Garrick definitely playing? They got Lodge coming in with no match fitness, but supposedly, you know, killing them on the training paddock. The other key question about the Titans at home, you know, 8.5 start. That's a big start for a team at home that has some advantage. Yes, they're off losing form, but how we just do not see getting into round 7 most years that we end up with a team that hasn't come up with a win. I don't know that they win here. They probably should have got that last week. But I do think back at home off two away legs where they went to Townsville, then they went down to Canberra. I think Brimson back at 6 is very important. I like Sammy at fullback. They do need a strong leader in the middle at the present moment, and certainly I think need a little bit more from David Fifita. But with the Eagles a win, but I just thought the plus start was just too big.
What about my man, Alifiana Camperera? Introduced into the side and he gets a double. So thank you. Back on track now for my leading try scorer for the year. But 8.5, that's interesting. And it's a very pertinent point that you make there, Tristan, about they probably haven't scored as many points as they would have liked to have. But, mate, they've scored about half the number of the next least highest point scorer. So I think that's the understatement of the year. So that's their big issue. They've just got to defend their way to a victory and they get 8.5 points to do it. So that's where I'm looking at the moment. I think, you know, we spoke to, we spoke to the other day and we talked about AJ Brimson at 5'8", and he said, you just want your best players with the ball in their hand as much as possible. I'm like, makes a lot of sense. He's clearly that. I thought he was exceptional against the Canberra Raiders. So I like the Titans plus 8.5. It might be a first for this year, I think.
Well, not just that. What I took from that message was that you're declaring the unders.
Oh, no. So, I don't want to get anywhere near that. So that's when you start talk about when your head hits the pillow and you start questioning everything you're doing in your life and all of that sort of stuff. So
well, we might get Alex just to put a little clip together and you can play that just before you go to bed that the Titans haven't scored enough points. They'll defend their way to victory. I like the 8.5. To me, if you little simple maths, that equates to a very strong lean towards the others.
It's got 22... What is it? 22-16.
5:30 on a hot Gold Coast Saturday afternoon. It's got 58. Oh, it's got 58.
Well, you're going the overs,
hasn't it? Isn't it?
Oh.
Oh,
now, Jimmy.
Captain Unders is going the overs.
Hang on.
This could be a monumental moment in the history of Market Watch. Oh, I'm definitely happy to take the unders, Jared, if you want a lunch bet on that. And Jimmy. Oof.
Jared?
On the overs?
Yeah.
Yep. Count me in.
Jeez. I'll tell you what I won't do. Sit back and watch them run past and see how they go and all that. I'll ring Lloyd. I'll send him a text, though, and let him know, hey, I know Tristan's not in, but I'm in, Lloyd. So, yes, I'm with you, Tristan, the unders. I can't believe we've done it.
Wow.
Seriously?
Yep.
I can't believe that. You're begging me for sitting back and watching and gambling responsibly, and you're sitting there that I never, ever will take the unders, and then as soon as you get a little bit of pledging the other way, you're fold like a lemonade sandwich. So, no, good to have you on board, Jimmy. Well, this will be the first of many, I think.
I think in primary school my report card said easily distracted. So, yeah, there we go.
I'm still gobsmacked.
There's a first. All right.
Your head hits that pillow tonight, what you've done.
Oh, dear. Tracy won't be happy with me. Anyway.